Siyabonga ke Gibbs Dube selamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 omgqibelo mhla ka 4 ngomfufu 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingali tshona njani izilukandaba mthwakazo omuhle lapho lingali khona kumagumbi amane omhlaba olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo igama lami ngoChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kule into onkona kwakumvulelwa mina lamzeni ngabe ngingakwazi ngoba ngavele mfini.
Sile ngxoxo lowavuka kwabafileyo ngemva kokuthandazelwa ngumprofita. Ilunga ledalela eParliamente unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ulamulela omunye umama obetshaywa ngamapolisa eGweru.
Obezenkizimele ngemgqoqweni manje ngokuphelele. Sabona umama ezika phansi ekhala. Amapolisa efuna ukumfaka izankosi.
Namhlanje abesifazane bebekhangelelwe ukufola izitaladeni zeHarare begqoke izigqebhezane ama mini skirt. Kuhlelo lwethu lwabesifazane silengxoxo ngalolu daba. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Ogulomunye undoda othi waqaleka wafa wathwalelwa isibhedlela wasiwa emochari kodwa ngemva kwemthandazo kaprofita uMidian Dube wavuka. UDube ubikwa egule okwesikhathi eside waze walandulwa izihlobo emzini wakhe eFort Dickson. Lokhu kwenzakala nje elizweni sebebaningi abakhola ngokusiliswa imithandazo ukukhitshwa imimoya lokunye okunenginengi. Kambe kungaba kuliqiniso yini lokhu? Zizwele lawe mlaleli kungxoxo uGibbs Dube ayenze lo mnumzana Elijah Ncube osichasisela ngokwenzakeleyo.
Ayangwazi kuba kwakutheni.
Okwakukubulala vele singathi kuyini.
Vele into onkona kwakumbulala mina lamzeli ngabe ngingakwazi ngoba ngavele mfini.
Singathi wawulomkhuhlani kumbe wawuhlatshwe inkomo.
Hayi, hayi inkomo ihlale kathesi emva sesilile.
Akusitshethi kwakuhamba njani. Usiphoko sitshela ngamafutshane ke.
Hayi, lapha kusho ukuthi mina ekhaya lapha ngangaguli. Lapho kufike bekuyinto ngapho kungani iyagula nje kuphela. Basokufika ngezwa bethi bobona ngasho ishile. Ikho banithola bangisesibhedlela. Esibhedlela wafika kwehlula. Ngoba sebengithola-ke ingubo sebengisa kuye kanti sangithola ngengubo. Afika-ke kuthiwa fo wangikhulekela-ke wangikhulekela. Ngezebusuku sekusithi ngihlale phansi.
Wawubonaniukusila
kwami.
Ye, singathi wawubonani khonapho ekukhulekela. Ekukhulekela wawubonani.
Khonapha ekukhulekela ngangambonanga lutho kodwa-ke engunazela ngangithi ngangigula ngambona inkwilimba.
Inkwilimba zazisenzani?
Ngambona inkwilimba emhlophe ibize kume wendlini so.
Ifike ithini kuwe khonapho?
Hhayi kungalalutho.
Ye, tshela uZulu sibili ukuthi ungathini ke ngompostoli lo owakukhulekelayo.
Hhayi, futhi ngiyamesaba shu. Ngoba kathesi usevulele lebandla lapho ukuthi ngikhuleke siya phambili.
Uvele wawukhuleka ungakasiliswa?
Ye, angikhuleka ba.
Wakuyiphi inkonzo?
Ngisakhuleka ngingakaguli, ngangikhuleka irethaleni, kuthiwa irethaleni church.
Wena ngokwakho baba Ncube, ubona ngazani ukukhuleka khonokho kodwa kuyanceda yini kakhulu?
Ukukhuleka? Ukukhuleka ngibona kunceda kakhulu baba, kunzima kakhulu. Ukukhuleka ngoba into enzima kakhulu ngoba hayi ngangananzelele mina ukuthi ukukhuleka kuyanceda ngalindlela. Akube ngiyange nje ngokukhuleka.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Elijah Ncube othi wavuka kwabafileyo ngemva komthandazo obekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. UGibbs Dube uphinde njalo waxoxa lo mprofita uMidian Dube othi nguye wathandazela umufi wamvusa kwabafileyo.
Sikhangela phose abantu abangu 30 to 50 ngelanga. Ngamalanga abhizi especially ngeday yange Wednesday lapho abantu abazele bekwazi khona ukuthi kweziwe izinto zokusiliswa zokukhululwa emandleni omnyama bayabuya abantu babe baningi. Even on Sundays ngama-Sunday services siyayenza inkonzo efana nayo on particular Sundays siyadeclare ukuthi Sunday ebuyayo kuyabe kuyilanga lokukhululwa kwabantu. So basically singakhuluma nge-30 to 50 on average ngelanga lilinye.
Yes, ngathi amandlona lawa uwathola ngaphi okwenza khonokho?
Umuntu nxa esindiswa esamukela inkosi njengomsindisi uyanikwa isipho. Ibhuku labaseKorinto Paul uthi kwabanye kunikwa amandla okuprofeta, kwamanye kunikwa amandla okusilisa, kwabanye kunikwa amandla okuba ngabapostoli labahlanyeli bebandla. So umuntu uyathandaza azila ukudla abuza umlimi ukuthi mina mlimi ngisebenza nga ngoba khumbula kwelinda ngoJesu uthi amasimu makhulu kodwa abasebenzi balutshwane. Asiko masimu amabili akhuluma ngawo ngamasimu okusebenza abantu. Endubonisile yena ngokwakhe sahamba uJesu. Isiphofu esingubhatimewu sike simuze edlula wamemeza wathi ngisicela ukubona. Umama okuMatthew chapter 12 obesewophe for 12 years. Uthi nxa esiza uJesu edlula athi ngingabamba umphethe wengubo yakhe ngiza kusila. IBhayibheli lithi wayesezame kibodokotela kwehlula, wazama ezinyangeni kwehlula. Wazama kwababoniswayo kwehlula kodwa wathinta umphethe wengubo kaJesu wasila. So isipho sokusilisa asiveli kwenye indawo, sivela kuNkulunkulu ngoJesu Kristu.
Lo ke ngumprofita uMidian Dube ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 ekwabulawayo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 4930-12080, la ku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Omela isigaba sebulawayo East edalele eParliamente uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo umelane lamapholisa eGweru lapho befuna ukubopha omunye umama ophila ngokuthengisa ezitaladeni ngolwesine. Ngemva kwesehlakalo lesi amapholisa abikwa egcwele ngobuningi idolobho leGweru achaya uZulu Mahlayana. Sixoxelaye uMakhumalo ukuze sizwe ukuthi kwahamba njani.
Obezweni sizimelele nje emgwaqweni phandle esekuseni sabona umama ezika phansi ekhala amapolisa efuna ukumfaka izankosi. So njengomuntu engenzayo empilweni nanxa umama kumbe ngubaba kuzitha buhlungu ubona umuntu wesifazane kongukuthi gqe emgwaqweni ekhala sagijima siyagaana sabona amaphoyisa afuna ukumbopha bembophela ukuthi ujengisa amatamati. So saphinda salabhile ukuthi hhayi bo ukuqala lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi yebo naye uphambanisile kodwa uzama ukuthi aphilise imuli yakhe. Amapolisa nkenke sesabise yancenyisa esabise
manje bagcine bemthatha yini amapolisa?
Hayi, uqinise abantu bayadlala igame emadizaneni khonapho bagcine sebeshenzi kazi nalo sebechinga ukuthi hayi bo into laminganjani imekele naziphambili bagcina sebemkhulula wasehamba kodwa bamkhululeni ngendlela yesikhathi eside bezama ukuthi kumabhile ukuthi bamnyengile.
Sizwa ukuthi amapholisa la akhanya abehlukuluza abantu abaningi. Ungasitshela okubonileyo kwini?
Ukuthi sekunjalo kumama lakhe bemnikele kwasenzenzakala ukuthi abantu bechitheka ukuthi ukuthi mehlo suka kabona amapholisa ayebesiza ukuthi la mabhatan sithi sichaye lokho ngoba nesemgwaqweni.
Akula manje abanye abalimeleyo libabonile.
Ukuba khona ukuthi wena umuntu ukuthi ayachitheka sengikhetha abantu bebalekela amapholisa.
Lo ke ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo omela isigaba sebulawayo East edalela eParliamente engowe MDCT ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni eseGweru.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-half past 8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama kumagagasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 12080 laku 15775 kHz kanye lasebulenjini ku-www.voaindebele.com. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318 ukuze silidinte ecingweni lingenelane kuhlelo. Kulabo abangekho eZimbabwe lilako kuyabule njini ku-www.studio7news.com. Lidinge lapho kubhalwe live talk lifone inombolo liqale nge-international access code ezithi 1-202-617-2077. Ukuze lani likhulume kuhlelo lise-UK, eMelika noba kwezinye indawo zomhlaba.
Eh Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi akwe 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930 5940 la ku 15455 kHz. Lilakho njalo usithola ebulenjini kuinternet kukheli ethi www.studio7news.com. Okwamanje ke balaleli sengidedela emuva ngilichiya ke ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga isethulela uhlelo lwabesifazane.
Lamuhla kweziphathelane labesifazana esilethulela zona ngomgqibelo viki zonke sixoxa lonkosazana Sibongile Dumani ngodaba lwezembatho ezifitshane ama mini skirts ezigqokwa ngabanye abesifazana. Lilami owenu usithandekile Mhlanga. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo maDumani.
Yebo.
Hlala ngaphi kwele South Africa njalo uvela ngaphi ekhaya?
Ekhaya ngibuya eSoweto eSouth Africa ngihlala eBalfour Park, Johannesburg.
Siyezwa lapha maDumani ukuthi inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana eZimbabwe eKhatswe Sisterhood iqoqe ukutshengisela izitaladini isola ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana abagqoka okufitshane lokho. Ubona ingani ngombono omuhle yini ukuthi bedinge amalungelo ukuthi abesifazana bezigqokele abakufunayo?
Abesifazana bangagqoka abakuthandayo kodwa ke ikakhulu uma sikhuluma ngala ama mini skirt amanye asukabe mafishane kakhulu. Uma ugqokile kufanele ukuthi ube comfortable. Uma ngabe sekufishane kakhulu nako sekungathi kahle kahle udayisa ngomzimba ufuna obaba into ezinjalo kodwa ke kufanele ukuthi imini skirt ibe medium nje ime emadolweni. Uhambe ube comfortable ungathi noma ufuna ukudobha something wise something phansi bese kungathi kuze kukhanye nembilaphi angiboni ukuthi uright.
Yebo, ye. Kodwa ungathi kuyafanana yini eZimbabwe la kwele South Africa kuyinokubonayo khona ngapho. Abahambi amantombazana egqoke okufitshane lokhu kodwa engahlukuluzwa ezitaladini.
Ngapha eSouth Africa abantwana bahamba ngathi bahambela abantu nqunu mpela. Le ekhaya hayi bagqoka ama mini skirt nje ngendlela engiyithandayo mina.
Iningi labahlukuluzwayo abesifazana laba sesikhangela eZimbabwe kwenzakala ikakhulu erenkini kumbe kubolobhengula street ngaleso ngani uyaphuma edolobheni hayi khona enkabeni yedolobha. Njalo inhlanganiso le ithi abakwenzayo lokhu kujayele ukuba yilabana abachayeli bemchova laba abancedisayo owindi. Kungani laba abanye abangale bengelandaba kangako lokuthi abesifazana abagqokene?
Ya, ngicabanga ukuthi fundiswa kahle kahle emakhaya. Like mina ngafundisa ugogo ukuthi akufanelanga ukuthi ugqoke kube kufishane kakhulu. So abantu abaningi bakuthathela khona lapho emakhaya ukuthi ufanele ugqoke nje ubukeke kahle nje ube comfort. So uma ngabe usugqoke okufishane kakhulu suke kahle kahle ungathi udonsa abobaba ukuthi bakubone kahle. Yabona yikho-ke kungathi kuhlukumezeka kuba khona ngicabanga kanjalo.
Labo abalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi bona obaba siyondaba zabo lezo kumele umuntu azigqokela okufunayo bona babe vele bekhangelana.
Asozekele ukukhangela like abantu abangobaba siyabazi okudalweni ukuthi abafani nathi abomama. Vele khona lokho khona ukuthi usigqoke kafishane angazi mhlawumbe imizwa yabo ayihambelani nathi. Yabona so zabe sokungathi uya-attracta abantu abangobaba.
Abanye njalo bathi ekadeni abesifazana babevele bevunula imsinsi okufitshane lokhiyana njalo bezihambela nje bengavunulanga phezulu.
Dala, kudala kwakuyisikhathi sakhona kwakuvele wonke umuntu esagqoka ngaleyo ndlela. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi ngokufika kwabelungu izinto seziphucukile nangokuthi abantu kakhulu neBhayibheli yabona kudala ukuthi kwakugqokwani ngesikhathi saboJesu. Sokushintshile akusafani uma ngabe sekunempahla ezithi asizikhaveni. Angisho ukuthi kahle kahle umuntu akazikhava kodwa ube comfortable hayi ukuthi usale sengathi uhambela abantu nqunu.
Bona obaba ungathi kukhona abakugqokayo kuba nganeno mbijani?
Obaba kahle kahle abadalwanga njengathi abantu abangomama. Umuntu ongumama kahle kahle ufuna ukuthi azihloniphe mina ngokubona kwami. Obaba bandanga ukuhamba bengagqokanga akwandanga. Thina umama yithi futhi noma sifuna ukuhlonishwa kusho ukuthi ngeke sihlonishwe kahle mathi nasingazihloniphanga kuqala.
Umntwana owakho kumbe owezihlobo nje ungamxwayisa uthini?
Sho kahle kahle ngingayixwayisa, ngixwayisa abazali. Abazali yithi sithengayo, sithenga impahla. Yithi kufanele sifundise abantwana bethu. Umntwana kahle kahle into ayifundiswa ngumama wakhe uyayethemba. So uma ngabe wena umama uwuthi abantwana abasebenzi, yithi esebenzayo, yithi esibathengelayo. Uma wena umama uwovumela lokho, kusho ukuthi umntwana nanoma esebuye ethingi kanje or umntwana sebuye pregnant. Akufanelanga ukuthi uzoziblema wena.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile ukuxoxa lawe Nkosazana Dumani. Imalapha ingxoxo yethu.
Ngiyabonga. Bye.
Bye. Lapho balaleli besixoxa noNkosazana Sibongile Dumani, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa esivela eCholocho, ngodaba lwezembatho ezifitshane, ama mini skirts ezigqokwa ngabanye abesifazana. Lilalele njalo kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana ngeviki ezayo. Lilami owenu uSithandekile Mhlanga ukuze lizwe ukuthi siliphathelene okutsha.
Hayi, siyabonga ke kusithandekile Mhlanga obesethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane labesifazane. Thiyani njengokutsho kwakhe, thiyani ke indlebe ngeviki ezayo kuhlelo lunye. Kwezemidlalo ke lamhlanje, iqembu leDynamos lilomthwalo onzima kakhulu kusasa lapho elizadibana leqembu leTriangle kumdlalo wenkezo yeNet 1-1 Wallet Challenge kulandela ukulimala kukamgadli ugoalkeeper uAtwell Mukandi. Kodwa iDynamos eyiyo ekhokhela kungalane emiklomelo ikhangelelwe ngabaningi ukuthi yiyo ezathatha linkezo. Ake sithathe ke ikhefu elincane silalela ke ingoma emnandi uSweet Lavo.
Hasapate pere mpencha, hasatawa, hasatawa, hasapela mpencha. Lavo, ezagwa.
Siqhiba ke uhlelo lwethu ngengoma imnandi, ingoma yama trompies, ingoma ethi yona Sweet Lavo. Kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Besile ngxoxo ke lwavuka kwabafileyo ngemva kokuthandazelwa ngumprofita. Elingakhohlwa ke ukusithumela incwadi ye-email, igama lami nguChris Gande Lilala. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.